From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
For the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated, this is Dougal, VK4EKA. Bob Merton, VK4 Zulu Oscar Whiskey, will present how to install and set up an SDR dongle in any boat anchor radio, HF, VHF, UHF. Bob will demonstrate how to upgrade radios to have a waterfall display or pan adapter to keep up with new technology. See the talk at the community venues, Level 3, above the Toowoomba City Library, Victoria Street, Toowoomba, at 7:30pm, Monday, 11th April.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. For the followers of the game of politics, this past week was one of the prime pieces of melodrama called the budget. The government of the day attempts to read straws in the wind and report on the economic activity that the country has experienced over the past year. From that, the augurers in the Treasury read the signs, and the Treasurer presents a trite speech which purports to tell us, the electors, what it means and whether we are going to be better or worse off. Now, much of the decision-making is based on perceptions of what the people want or need. To get some cohesion to the thinking process, the fallback identity is what is called a stereotype. So all small businesses are thought to have common features. All big businesses are grouped as if they have a commonality, and wage earners form the majority. Now, it isn't just the government that depends on the use of stereotypes, or even going down in size, community organisations, down to small clubs, often depend on beliefs about groups of people, consumers, clients or users, to make decisions on many matters. It's almost inevitable that as we consider matters of importance to us, or our body, that we do group others, and regardless of the differences we share, our characteristics are conflated to help make choices. For instance, when I speak of young people, it seems to be inevitable that our mind moves to perhaps recognition of family members of a certain age. Old people are perhaps other family members or neighbours, and the memory of individuals colours our thoughts in making a decision. The point is, and we all know this, our neighbours are not the same as our parents in so many ways. So the question must be, how do we make a considered choice when there is so much difference? If we are sitting around with family and friends, it is so obvious that we don't even think about the process. We ask them. From the responses, we could then move along with the discussion or let the answers stand and quietly consider them. To me, the critical part of this is to ask the question. Without having understanding of other people's perspective, we can only fall back on our own beliefs and biases. This is hardly the way to get good data. When tuning an antenna, we use the best instruments we can to take the readings, and we can be pretty certain we will get a good result. When it comes to group development, it is perhaps too often that an idea gets put out and the immediate mental reaction is what determines the response to that idea. Without investigation, without instruments, we try and tune into a subject and then later wonder why the outcome is less than was planned for. It's much easier for a club to poll its members on a subject and proceed to make decisions once it has some good information than it is for the government to project the state of the economy in 3 years' time. We can and should put in the work instead of depending on just opinion. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.